can't undo the past. You can't get the years back. You can't unrun the miles you spent chasing a finish line that kept moving. But you can build different from here. You can lay down new foundations, not on exhaustion, not on fear, but on choice, on clarity, on breath. Building different doesn't mean disappearing. It doesn't mean rejecting ambition or growth. It means redefining what growth actually looks like. It means asking, what am I growing toward, and at what cost? Because real success, the kind that doesn't hollow you out, comes slower. It doesn't demand your body as collateral. It doesn't worship urgency. It honors seasons, cycles, humanity. The first step is permission. Permission to be slow. Permission to be deliberate. Permission to choose depth over speed. That's a radical act in a world that measures value in clicks and conversions and quarterly reports. Choosing to build differently means refusing to let the calendar, the algorithm, or the market dictate your worth. It means moving at the speed of your own truth, not the speed of the machine. It means learning to say no without apology. No to opportunities that glitter but drain you. No to schedules that flatten your spirit. No to deadlines that disrespect your process. No to systems that treat your energy like an endless resource. No because your time is not a public utility. No because your presence is sacred and you don't owe it to anyone who demands it at the expense of your soul. And it means saying yes to. Yes to work that lights something inside you. Yes to collaboration over competition. Yes to mornings that start without panic. Yes to afternoons spent away from screens. Yes to creativity that doesn't need an audience to be valid. Yes to relationships that nourish instead of deplete. Yes to building a life that feels like yours even if it doesn't fit someone else's timeline. Building different also means changing how you measure progress. It means letting go of external validation as your compass. It means finding success in the things that the world doesn't always reward: rest, peace, joy, wholeness. It means celebrating the unseen victories. The day you chose silence over speed, the project you finished without broadcasting it, the boundaries you set without making a speech about it. You start measuring your growth by presence, by capacity, by how many times you chose to be human instead of performative, by how many days you end without feeling like you abandoned yourself to keep up with a machine that never loved you back. It's not flashy. It's not sexy. It doesn't trend, but it lasts. And more than that, it heals. Because when you build differently, you start reclaiming the parts of yourself that grind culture tried to erase. Your curiosity, your playfulness, your capacity for deep rest and deep work, your ability to create for the sake of creating, not for the sake of scaling. Your right to exist without explaining yourself. You realize that not every idea needs to become a brand. Not every passion needs to become a product. Not every hour needs to be optimized. Some things are allowed to just exist, like you. And when you move from that place, you build systems that don't demand your soul as collateral. You build schedules that have room for breathing. You build projects that leave space for failure and evolution. You build careers that are sustainable because they don't treat you like a commodity. You build a life that doesn't require you to abandon yourself to afford it. And maybe most importantly, you remember why you started dreaming in the first place. Not for clout, not for competition, not for hustle points, but for the sheer, breathtaking possibility of what life could be if you lived it on your own terms. Building different isn't something you do alone. It's not just a personal rebellion, it's a ripple. Every time you move slower with intention instead of urgency, you make space for others to do the same. Every time you set a boundary without apology, you give someone else permission to consider where their own boundaries should be. Every time you measure success by presence instead of performance, you start planting a new metric into the world, a metric rooted in humanity, not hustle. Because the grind myth doesn't just live inside companies and cultures. It lives inside us, in the quiet panic when we're not busy, in the guilt that creeps in when we choose rest, in the urge to package every part of ourselves into something productive. It takes work to unlearn that, and it takes even more work to to resist passing it on. That's what building different is really about. Not just saving yourself, but saving the future you touch. The kids who watch you, the friends who believe in you, the communities that will rise on the foundations you lay down. If you build your life on exhaustion, you teach others that exhaustion is the price of existence. But if you build on rest, on wholeness, on choice, you leave a map, a different way forward. And it's not perfect. You will still feel the pull to rush. You will still hear the voices that say, faster is better, more is better, louder is better. Some days you'll sprint without meaning to. Some days you'll measure your worth in numbers without realizing it. But building different isn't about purity, it's about persistence. It's about remembering, even in the middle of old habits, that you have a choice now. You know there's another way. It's also about who you build with. Grind culture thrives on isolation. It tells you success is a solo race. It convinces you that asking for help is weakness. But building different means building together. It means finding people who understand that collaboration is strength, that rest is revolutionary, that presence is power. You build different by choosing community over competition, by uplifting voices instead of climbing over them, by remembering that your freedom doesn't shrink when you make space for someone else's. It expands, it deepens, it roots you even further into the kind of life the grind could never offer. And you start noticing that real wealth, the kind grind culture pretends to sell but never delivers, is relational. It's in the conversations that don't have agendas, the afternoons spent without productivity guilt, the creative work that feels sacred, not strategic, the moments where you exist without hustling for attention. Those are the moments that fill the spaces grind culture left hollow. You build differently by protecting your wonder, by keeping it messy, unoptimized, by creating without needing it to scale, by loving without turning it into content, by living without needing it to be an advertisement for your brand. Because the truth is, you don't owe anyone proof of your worth. You don't owe the world a constant update on your value. You don't owe the system your exhaustion, your hunger, your endless striving. You owe yourself the life you dreamed of before you were taught to monetize it. And when you start moving that way, slow, stubborn, present, you stop asking for permission to exist. You start living in a way that doesn't just resist the system, you outgrow it. You realize that the real revolution isn't in burning everything down. It's in building something so rooted, so slow, so undeniably human that the system can't digest it. It's in building lives that are too deep to be turned into headlines, too alive to be reduced to hustle stories. You build different, and in doing so, you build free. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.